Watch, Los Angeles store clerk wrangles knife from would-be robber. By Amy Furr on February 14, 2023. A suspect is accused of holding a store clerk in the Westlake area of Los Angeles at knife point on Thursday, but he did not expect what happened next. Sadie Ventura is employed at the Amaya's Mini Market and was shocked when a man wearing a red cap and black mask approached behind the counter with a knife, Fox 11 reported Monday. However, Ventura was not about to let him hurt her. When the two struggled, she was able to grab the knife from the suspect and fight him off. The young woman told reporters she screamed at him as he fled, yelling, "I'm killing you if you come back." The man had allegedly told her not to say anything and to not move because he would kill her if she said anything. Video footage shows the moment the suspect allegedly held the knife to her stomach. However, Ventura appeared to remain as calm as possible when she grabbed the blade. Moments later, she wrangled it from his grasp and held it over her head as the suspect ran out the door. The store owner said of his brave employee, "She's safe. That's the most important thing," while the young woman said, "I'm angry at him, the suspect. I want to find him." Her message to the suspect is, "Don't do this at any store. No more." Ventura is studying to become a nursing assistant. Therefore, her job is putting her through college so she can realize that dream. Law enforcement told Fox they are currently looking for the suspect. As the crime wave continues plaguing President Joe Biden's America, citizens are more likely now than at any time over the past 5 decades to say there is more crime in their local area than there was a year ago, Gallup reported in October. The 56% of U.S. adults who report an increase in crime where they live marks a 5 percentage point uptick since last year and is the highest by 2 points in Gallup's trend dating back to 1972, the article said. Meanwhile, an October poll found the majority of American voters placed blame at the feet of woke politicians for the ongoing crime wave, Breitbart News reported. The latest Harvard/Harris poll shows that 64% of voters say woke politicians are responsible for an increase in crime across American communities, while only 36% blame other factors, the outlet said.